Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is projecting that Jamaica's beekeeping industry will generate $1 billion in earnings from honey production in 2015. We tell you more in today's program. I'm Andrew with James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
The Agriculture Ministry says the beekeeping industry is poised for growth with projected earnings of $1 billion in 2015. Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan says this would be more than double the $450.5 million earned from nearly 188,000 gallons of honey produced in 2014.
The beekeeping industry is a fast-growing one, moving from 15,600 managed hives in 2005 to 43,600 registered and managed hives in 2015. It provides direct employment for 2,500 families, with indirect employment for another 5,000 persons, and impacts some 12,000 persons overall.
Mr. Buchanan says the fast growth is attributed to a better yield per hive as a result of training and escalation in the price of honey.
This is evidence that with dedication, vigilance, hard work, and commitment, we can succeed in farming.
The junior agriculture minister says apiculture, like other areas of farming, is also plagued by diseases.
The industry, however, is not without challenges, chief among them being the lack of competent laborers, apiary attendants, predatives, and climate change. Unfortunately, like other areas of farming, our bees are also affected by disease, the most recent being the foul broad disease, that resulted in a decline in honey production. Other challenges include insufficient technical knowledge and skills among our bee farmers.
Mr. Buchanan says notwithstanding, Jamaican honey and its byproducts are in demand in the wider Caribbean, the United States, Canada, and Europe.
In addition to producing honey, there are several other products which can be developed from bees, each with excellent commercial value. These include bee venom, bee pollen, propolis, and bee colonies, and or packaged bees.
He is urging bee farmers to improve the operations of their farms to meet the demands.
The farmers of this generation can no longer be perceived as one whose tools are just fork and hoe. We are living in a technological age, and as such, our farmers have to be technologically savvy if they are to communicate with their suppliers and customers across the world.
Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan.
The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, is advising that in order to speed up the passport application process, applicants may provide photocopies of both sides of their original documents, including birth, marriage or divorce certificates, IDs and deed polls. Original documents must also be presented. PICA will continue to accept passport applications at the National Indoor Sports Center until Friday, May 29. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
And now for our proverb of the day.
When cotton tree tumble down, dog jump over it.
And this means, when the mighty has fallen, the lowly can take advantage. That's where we end today's program. I'm Andrew with James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers. Do have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.